now time for our weekly Fool Radio game. And this week, it's a game of taking stock, a game where we ask you a series of stock market-related questions. And for our game, let's welcome in our contestant this week. It is Meg from Nashville, Tennessee. Meg, welcome to the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Thank you very much.
Meg, what do you do there in Nashville?
I work at a movie theater.
Really? What do you do at the movie theater?
I sell the tickets.
How long have you been doing that?
Oh, too long. Over a year.
You know, I'm always the guy who pays with my credit card, and I always have the sense people are behind me somewhat resentful that I didn't bring cash and I'm slowing up the action. Do you notice that? Do you think that there's a generally felt resentment about that activity?
No, actually, the people who pay with cash generally take longer because they have no idea where they put it.
Ah, okay. So I just learned something, I want to learn at least one more thing, and that is, how about a few do's and don'ts for those of us who are buying movie tickets?
Please know what movie you're actually going to see before you make it up to the front of the line.
Do I need to say the entire movie title, or can I just say Sith?
No, we pretty much know what you're talking about. Just don't go, what's playing at 4 o'clock?
Anything else? How about a do? That's a don't. How about a do?
Just be nice. We work in retail. We have to deal with a lot of really mean people all day long. Just be nice.
Okay, good. And may I make a request of you?
Please.
Can you get the concessions people to hurry up a little bit? I have to say, at almost every theater I've been to in the last 5 years, it's amazing how long it takes to fill up a bucket of popcorn.
Oh, we've been trying.
All right. So just so long as you put in a good word for us to your people, I'm happy.
Definitely will.
All right. Meg, you ready to play?
Sure am.
Okay. The game is Taking Stock. Again, I'm going to present some clues. You're going to guess the company. This game is not easy. You will win a Motley Fool ball cap for every correct answer.
Thanks.
All right, Meg, here we go. Let's play. Story number one, if the shoe fits. I have three facts for you. Number one, I acquired a company called Saucony this week in a deal valued at around $170 million. Number two, I make Keds and Sperry Topsider shoes. And number three, Meg, the name of my store is also the name of one of my shoe brands. Meg, what stock are we talking about here?
Nike? Oh.
This is not easy.
No.
I wouldn't have gotten this one myself, I must admit. The answer is Stride Rite.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't have gotten that.
Tell me about your favorite pair of shoes, Meg.
Probably these terrible flip-flops that I'm wearing right now.
Overall, do you favor really nice shoes, or do you just like the sensible flip-flops?
Probably the sensible flip-flop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful, low-stress way to go through life.
Absolutely.
Story number two for you, Meg. This one's entitled, When Lawyers Attack with Blades. Three facts about this company. Number one, I won a suit against Gillette this week. Number two, the court ruled that my competitor's claims were, quote, greatly exaggerated and literally false. And finally, number three, Meg, my parent company makes that bunny that keeps going and going and going. Meg, what company am I talking about?
So parent company is Energizer, so.
I'll tell you, this is a major competitor of Gillette.
Schick?
The answer is indeed Schick. Or rather, Schick Wilkinson Sword, the company's official name. We would have also accepted Energizer. Schick has been around for over 200 years and was acquired by Energizer in the year 2003. Meg, what is your razor of choice?
The Schick Intuition, actually.
You had good intuition about Schick in that question.
Mm-hmm.
That, by the way, that's the only pun this show has featured in the year 2005.
I'm glad I was here for it.
Story number three. The last one is entitled Going Shopping. Three facts about this company in the news this week. Number one, I acquired shopping.com this week. Number two, I didn't have to bid on it. I just bought it. And number three, my CEO was recently courted by Disney. Meg, what company am I talking about?
AOL?
I'm going to give you a second shot here. I'm going to give you one clue. It may or may not be helpful to you. Your name is also the name of the CEO of this company, her first name.
Yeah, no help there.
I'll tell you one thing. Once I tell you, you'll never forget.
That's pretty obvious, yeah. I don't know, Overstock.com?
That was a good guess. Nope. That company is managed by Patrick Byrne, who is male, but eBay is in fact...
eBay, oh.
Is in fact the answer. Meg Whitman, the CEO of eBay. Not a bad guess, though, Meg. I mean, painful to think in retrospect that you missed the one of the most powerful CEOs in our country who shared your name, but at the same time, you did walk away from this game with one Motley Fool ball cap, and that's one more than our player last week won.
All right.
Meg, what's the last big acquisition that you made?
I just bought a car, actually.
What did you learn from that process? You know, I've asked the questions in the wrong order.
Yeah.
What car?
2004 Malibu.
Okay, now, what did you learn from buying a 2004 Malibu? Did you buy it at a dealership?
I bought it at CarMax.
All right, good. So you went to the place that advertises that they're not monkeying around with prices.
Right.
The price is on the car. Did you feel comfortable as a result?
Yeah, actually, because I had shopped around for quite some time, and the CarMax people were the only people that weren't, like, talking down to me because I was a girl.
All right. And, you know, that's certainly something that is a wrap on the automobile sales industry. It is worth noting that CarMax is fighting against that with its model. And, by the way, eBay sells a fair number of cars these days, too. And, Meg, you seem pretty laid back, pretty content. To close, how about one piece of parting advice about life for all of us?
Don't sweat the petty things and don't pet the sweaty things, I guess.
All right. That one will stand on its own on this show. That's it for this game of Taking Stock. Meg, you take home one full ball cap and some knowledge of some stocks and events that made news this week. Thank you.
Thank you.
And you can always hear this game and this show online at fool.npr.org. And to keep updated on all the happenings at Fool Radio, sign up for our free weekly radio email. Hop on to fool.com, scroll down to the free email newsletter section, and click on Fool Radio Weekly.